In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. A few months ago, we had a service here honoring our acolytes who were graduating from high school. And our acolyte program is one of those things that we are very proud of here at Epiphany. Youngsters begin to participate when they enter the sixth grade, and they start as torches carrying the candles as they process up the aisle. And over the years, they learn different roles, being servers or crucifers or banner bearers or even liturgical kite twirlers. Terry Blackwell, our wonderful acolyte master, reminded us at that particular service, they learn to carry the torches first, and they don't learn to be crucifers, to carry the cross, until they are older and stronger. They carry the light until they are strong enough to carry the cross. It is not only acolytes who follow a path of carrying the light until they are strong enough to carry the cross. In fact, Jesus himself followed this path. He was a light to the world, the Word incarnate, spreading his light and word and good news to all in 3 years of ministry. At the end of those 3 years, he carried his cross. He knew he was ready for this final responsibility. He had done all he could to carry the light, though not all chose to hear. Only his final task, the cross, awaited him. Now, we could argue that he was always ready to carry the cross, and that is true. But I'd suggest that he himself knew that the carrying of the cross could only make sense after he had explained to an incredulous world what that cross would mean, until they realized that the Spirit of his Heavenly Father was upon him to bring good news to those who hadn't had any good news in a long time, to bring release to those in chains of political or physical or psychological bondage, to comfort, to bring hope. The people would not see that the crown of thorns was in fact a garland, that the burial anointing was truly the anointing of a king, without first having had that torch, that light, that word that Jesus spread. But it is a hard thing to have to go through the steps to get to the final phase. To be a torch, or a server, or a banner bearer, before you get to the pinnacle of service, to carry the cross. We'd like to believe we're strong enough to do that. Oftentimes, our acolytes want to try to carry the cross before they're strong enough. And they learn, when they lift it up, how heavy it really is, and that they're really not quite ready yet. They need a couple more years of growth, a little bit more muscle, before they're ready. For Dr. Dorothy Ann White, it has felt, I know, that she has been stuck at the torch level or the server level on occasion, that she has had to wait an unreasonably long time before this ordination day. She has said, I can carry that cross. I have done it before as an ordained Baptist pastor, as a chaplain, as a teacher. And it is true that she has done all these things and has done them well. But preparation, as all teachers know, is an iterative process. The path to carrying the cross is neither straight nor lacking in stumbling blocks, nor free of rain and mud. So it has been for you, Dorothy, in your persevering journey to this day. Verily, I say to you, Dorothy, get used to it. This day of ordination is one loop of the iteration. Just as our acolytes go through loops of learning, surprise, error, correction, retrying as they learn the various roles of being an acolyte in this place, so you too will continue to learn in this ministry as you are ordained in this Episcopal Church. Your road has been rocky at times. It will continue to be. The road will have twists and turns, some of which lead to joy, others of which will lead to tears. My colleagues in ministry are, you're with me on this, right? You will feel competent, and then something will happen that will make you feel utterly clueless. It may feel like you are carrying a cross, but you are not quite there yet. You are simply continuing to be prepared for it, as we all continue to be prepared for it. That may sound like a daunting prospect, but it's a good thing. As a deacon, and eventually, God willing, a priest in the Episcopal Church, every day will be filled with the privilege of bringing light to those who need it and carrying the cross for those who are not yet strong enough. It takes training and preparation, building of muscle and will, as well as skill. You have come this far prepared for the responsibility of carrying it. But you never, never do it alone. As you walk the first faltering steps under the weight of the cross, there is one who walks with you, lifting some of the burdensome weight off of your shoulders. The yoke is easy, not because it's made of balsa wood, but because Christ lifts some of it off of you. The burden is light, not because it is made of feathers, but because Christ holds one end of it, relieving you of the task of carrying the full load. That is the gift of ministry. We never do it alone. Jesus Christ gives us help in the form of wise bishops, enthusiastic parishioners, experienced clergy colleagues. Jesus Christ gives you strength when you feel like a limp dish rag, wisdom when you have run out of options and ideas, patience when your last nerve is stretched to the breaking point. Most of all, though, Jesus Christ gives you love, not just love for yourself, as lovable as you are, but love to be shared with all of God's people, even and perhaps especially those who are not particularly lovable. Love is the greatest gift and the greatest tool in your armory. So put on the armor of light, because it is made of love. The love of God, the love of all those who have walked with you to bring you to this day. Gird your loins to do the heavy lifting that ministry often requires. Know that you are marked this day, as you were marked on the day of your birth, as God's beloved servant and caregiver to God's people. Know that you have the strength to lift the torch high and to bear the cross when it is your turn to do it. Shine your light, Dorothy. Shine, because you are strong enough with God's help. Shine, because the yoke is easy and the burden is light. Amen.